The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 447. Welcome once again to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am a Celtic musician and podcaster. And this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also find time stamps for all the songs in the show. So if you're wondering what song was just played, just look at the time, then go to the show notes. You'll find details. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. We kicked off the show with Avournin from their album Sparrow. That was The Silver Spear, The Earl's Chair, and Star of Munster. Next up is Julia Delaney by The Flailing Shillelaghs from Yours to Discover. We'll be right back.
beside the dying fire. Dusk is drawn and the green man's thorn is wreathed in rings of fog. Shivra sails his boat till dawn upon the starry
recording lines, now he goes sailing. Bending bows and timbers wailing. I am, calling. I am, calling. He will sail through flowered fables, make them his and run the tables. Roll them down the mountainside, watch them in the morning tide. Heron wear tadokri, heron war a kawu, lanam hu hagan la, hagan hi awu. Heron wear tadokri, heron war a kawu, lanam hu hagan la, hagan hi awu. When the autumn leaves have fallen, I will walk the frozen acres, cast my heart upon the ocean, and he will sail through wondrous sights, past the ladies all the night. Well, I am Tadokri, erum war a gawu, lanam hu, hachan la, hachan hi awu. Erum we, tadokri, erum war a gawu, lanam hu, hachan la, hachan hi awu.
After the flailing shillelies came Alison Gervin with Garten Mother from Resonance, then Wee Banjo 3 from their latest album Haven, that was Dawn Breaks, and finally Ashley Davis featuring Cormac DeBarra, that was I Follow You from her album Night Travels. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Neil O'Mahertick emailed photos. Mr. Gunn, I've been meaning to send you a note with a pic of what I do while listening to your most excellent podcast, but the truth is I involve your collaboration of these fine independent artists in nearly every day of my life, from pumping fire engines to running the rainy beach sands with my huskies to road tripping the great continental USA with my wife and children. This music awakens the portals of both my motivation and meditation. It throws homage to my ancestral roots in this incredibly busy reality. Please know it is much appreciated, this portal you have created. Thank you. You are so very welcome, Neil. Thank you so much for the pictures. You can check out his pictures over in the show notes at show number 447 of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. It's so great hearing people traveling with this podcast too, because I have always believed, what's that quote from Mark Twain? I used to use it in the show all the time. But it's, you know, travel is so important to people. to open our minds and help us expand our vision of the world, and meeting new people just makes such a big difference. Tom Danger Speck also emailed photos. It's a cold Saturday evening up in Toronto. I'm getting ready for a gig tonight, but first jamming to your podcast as I make my family a shepherd's pie. Stay warm. Ooh, I need to learn to make shepherd's pie. If anyone has a good recipe, email me. Bill Smith is a particularly easy one. I'll be honest. I am a lazy cook. I tried to make something the other day. I found this recipe the other day, and I tried to make it, and it came out okay, but it just didn't strike me as anything special. But it was easy, and that made a big difference. Bill Smith emailed, first, I'm playing computer games while listening as usual. Second, the bale of hay that they toss with a pitchfork is called the sheep toss. All the best. Thank you, Bill, for responding to that question a few episodes back. Trevor Tusher emailed, Mark, thanks for standing your ground on the SJW comment. First of all, it is your podcast, so you can include whatever you feel is important for your podcast. Thank you so much, Trevor. Second, you had every right to defend your friend guest host from inappropriate and mean-spirited comments. Also, as someone who has listened to the podcast since sometime during its first year of existence, I think it should be pretty obvious by now that listening to all aspects of Irish and Celtic music and exploring all aspects of the culture has always been what the podcast is about. It seems to me that if you want to bow to the desires and wishes of these internet trolls, you'd be going against the very well-established tenets that your podcast has always been based on. This isn't whatever it is these trolls are trying to turn it into. In fact, the only people who are trying to politicize your podcast appear to be these trolls themselves, as far as I can tell. I will continue to listen and support the podcast for as long as it goes on, and I want to thank you for all you do to make it such a great podcast. Thank you so much, Trevor, not only for the email, but also for the support for years. I know you've been following the show forever. I've been hearing from you forever. So thank you so much forever. By forever, I mean, what, 15 years? We are about to hit our 15-year anniversary this summer. So, wow. But you bet. And it's very true. I think from the very beginning, one of the things when I established this podcast in 2005, my goal was to highlight all the diversity of Celtic music. And I can't claim that I have been totally successful in that. I certainly feel that there have been times in this run of this podcast that I stepped back a little bit and wasn't playing the vast diversity of music, because I was stuck with a more traditional approach at times to what I felt like Celtic music should be. But it's so much more. Every little aspect is important. It's why I will continue to support the Celtic women on this show. This summer, we have a show coming out for the LGBTQ community. I'm excited putting that together. I think June is Pride Month, so I'm working on that. In fact, if you have any suggestions of LGBTQ artists or songs that you would think would make an important addition to that episode, please drop me an email at CelticPodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up, we have a nice long set with Tullamore kicking it off. One of Ireland's Children is the name of the track. It's from their album, Two to Get Ready.
Paddy's down in London town. Got no money, there's no work to be found. On an empty belly, he's been sleeping rough. He got a chill, he can't shake it off. And to be home again, he's dreamed so long. But his home and all his people are gone. Though a lonely man, he'll fight the tears. He's still a stranger here. After all of these years, said, I remember my childhood, green fields and the wildwood, running free like a river. One of Ireland's children took the boat in 51 in search of work like everyone. Digging roads and lifting loads for England's chosen ones. Mm-hmm. Well, the years went by and the Irish boys came back with what they found. Paddy kept on searching through the streets of London town. For Paddy been told there's streets paved with gold in London. For Paddy been told there's streets paved with gold in London. Paddy's down in London town. Got no money, there's no work going round. On an empty belly he been sleeping rough. Got a chill, he can't shake it off. Got a chill, he can't shake it off. Got a chill, he couldn't shake it off. Thank you.
storm a creep when you're far away from the land that you'll soon be leaving. Oh, it's many's the time, by night and by day, that your heart will be sorely grieving. Though the strangest land may be bright and fair, and rich in its treasures golden, you pine, I know, for long ago, and a love that is never old. A storm a creep in the stranger's land, there is plenty of wealth and of wailing. While gems adorn the great and the grand, there are faces with hunger paling. Though the road may be toilsome and hard to tread, and the lights of the cities blind you, oh, turn a store to Ireland's shore, and the ones that you leave behind you. Storm a creep when the evening's a mist over mountain and sea is falling. Won't you turn away from the noise and listen, and maybe you'll hear me calling. For the sound of a voice that is surely missed, and for somebody's speedy returning. Oh, won't you come back soon to the ones who will always love you?
Father dear, kissed my darling mother, drunk up on the beer. My grateful tears, mum, and then off to read the call. He were our spawn, got a star, knocked on to banish ghost, and gobbling brand new pair of rocks, rocking all the box, fighting all the dogs on the rocky road. The doubling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, from the helmet turner down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin. Walk for long, they die. Merlin God at night, I rest the limbs so weary, started by the light. When's morning bright and hair, I took a drop of the bureau, keeping me home from thinking that's an Irish girl. When there was home from drinking the sea, the last smile, up from all the while, up in my darren sour, such a heart of loving, and asked me, was it high? We just had a cry till I was almost up my rookie road, doubling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the hermit
karaoke roll, then all the way to Dublin. Walk for lonely die. In Dublin next to ride, I thought there's such a beauty beast and the pride of the view of that fantasy. Then I took a stroll all among the cult in my bundle, it was on, and in a little quality song across my mind. And I looked behind a bundle I could find upon the stick, a woman inquiring from the rock, setting the kind of broad. Wasn't much in love in the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the heron turned down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin. Walk for long did I. From there I cut away, my spirits never failing. Landed on the quay, just as the ship was sailing. Captain on my road, set the narrow muddy. Then I jumped aboard a cabin, found the body down among the pigs. Ate some funny rigs, then some hearty chicks. The water on me bubbling when I finally had. Wish me stag was dead. Better far and seven, the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the heron turned down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin. Walk for long they die. When we safely landed, call myself a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor a raving eye. Then they began a pissing, I ran myself, said I. Then we shall lay the past, and all the boys came by the soul. I was a hovering, bleeding, la hurray, joining in the affray. Quickly cleaned the way for the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. From the heron turned down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin. What followed it up?
Every morning about 7 o'clock, there are 20 terriers chilling at the rock, and the boss comes round and he says, keep still and bear down heavy on the cast iron drill. And drill ye terriers, drill ye terriers, drill. For it's work all day for the sugar in the tail down beside the railway. And drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. Was a fine man down to the ground, and he married a lady about 6 feet round. She baked good bread and she baked it well, but she baked it harder than the hobs of hell. And drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. For his work all day, from the sugar in your tail down beside the railway. And drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. God, he was a blaming man last week. A premature blast went off, and a mile in the air with Big Jim Goff. And drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. For his work all day, for the sugar in your tail down beside the railway. And drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. And when next payday rolls round, Jim Goff, a dollar short was found. When asked what for, you were docked for the time you were up in the sky. And drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. For his work all day, for the sugar in your tail down beside the railway. And drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire.
and torn. Not a cent do I have in this wide world, nothing. And I wish I had never been born. They say I should look for employment, and not around corners to stay. I went to the rich man for employment, but the rich man, he turned me away. I'm a broken-down sport without money. My clothes are all tattered and torn. Not a cent do I have in this wide world tonight. And I wish I had never been born. My sister, she married a squire. She rides in her carriage so gay. Not a cent do I borrow off from her. My home I have squandered away. I am a broken down sport without money. My clothes are all tattered and torn. Not a cent do I have in this wide world tonight. And I wish I had never been born. My father, he died broken-hearted when he learned of my awful downfall. I wish that I'd never touched liquor, for rum was the cause of it all. I'm a broken-down sport without money. My clothes are all tattered and torn. Not a cent do I have in this wide world tonight. And I wish I had never been born.
After Tullamore came The Cheesecloth Set by Kalos, which is Macassin and MacDonald from Harbour. Then Jeanette Jerry with Astore McCree from Among the Flowers. The Gartlunny Rats was after that with The Rocky Road to Dublin from Some Drunken Nights, Irish Music Buried Treasures. Then Stringer's Ridge with a track called Drill Ye Terrier's Drill from Handmaid. And finally, Kyle Griffin with Brown Down Sport from Isolation. Celtic Podcast News. The 2020 Celtic Tree of Life t-shirts are now on sale in our store. Head on over and wear your support for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. This is a gorgeous shirt. Miranda Nelson Designs created the design, and I love how it came out this year. It's absolutely spectacular. So go get one of those shirts. You can find it in the store on the website. Follow the link at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And of course, we are down to the wire for the Celtic invasion of Italy. So if you want to join me and a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime, then you want to sign up at CelticInvasion.com and email me ASAP. And then, of course, if you just want to join me in Scotland in 2021, then sign up there as well, because that's my plan for next year. So stay tuned for that. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners, discounts on merch, and when we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. I want to thank our incredible Celtic legends. These amazing people pledge $25 per month or more to support Celtic culture through music. Thank you to Sean Cowley, Hank Woodward, Annie Lorkowski, Tiffany Knight, Robert Michael Kane, Linda McNeil, Kevin Long, Nancy Barnett, Miranda Nelson, Carol Burrill, Scott Benson, Marianne Ludwig, and Patricia Connor. Thank you so much for your amazing support of the show. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon. Just follow the link at songhinge.com. That link goes straight over to Patreon, so sign up there right now. Thank you so much for all your support. Let's get back to the music. Next up is Brave the Sea from their album A Pirate's Life. This is Ocean Between Us.
Elizabeth, my one true love. America's not what Ireland was. The summers are hot and the winter's too wayward soul. Do the Irish hills caress you? Is the ocean between us too far? Well, Boston's long nights make it seem like you're so far. So here I am now. There's not told, I don't blame you. 'Cause there's a lot of things that I put you through.
Here I am. In 1841, my corduroy breeches I put on. My corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm so weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. At 1842, got myself a job to do. Got myself a job to do, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling stitches, dodging itches. I was working on the railway. At 1843, put my shovel across my knee, went to work for the company. I landed on the New York shore. Ah, me belly was empty, me hands were sore from working on the railway, the railway. I'm so weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. Thank the Lord, I'm still alive, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling stitches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. 1846, broke my back while stacking bricks. Broke my back while stacking bricks, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling stitches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1847, Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. The old beggar was thinking of going to heaven, where he'd work upon the railway, the railway. I'm so weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling stitches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway.
Thank you. என்ன கருத்து தீமி தீமி
After Brave the Sea came The Rowan Tree with Minor Jolly from Kolar's Gold, and that's from a brand new album. Then came Kelly Celtic with Patty on the Railway from some kind of EP or something. And finally, Jiggy, they have a brand new album out. It's called Hypernova. This is Back to Belfast. Hey, I hope you had a wonderful time on this week's show, and if you did, please share the show with a friend or a dozen friends. Just go on to our Facebook page and you can share it there, or Twitter, share the links over there. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build this community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow their artists on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, you will get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. And you might have missed out on a free CD offer. It might still be coming. So go sign up right now, and you could possibly get a free CD from the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. All right, we're going to finish up the show with the Irish Rovers. They put out a new album last year, and I, for some reason, it got lost in the mix-up. But the album is called The Unicorn, The Continuing Story, and it looks like it's a bunch of some of their most popular songs plus a new song added to it. But this is their song, The Orange and the Green. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being back next week. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Was a Catholic girl.
Peter Shannon's daughter. I was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, to my father I was William, while my mother called me Pat.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
With mother every Sunday to mass I drearily stroll, and after that the orange lot and try to save my soul. I tried to claim me, but I was smart because I played a flute or played a harp, depending where I was.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Now when I'd sing them rebel songs, which to my mother's joy, my father would jump up and say, look here, William the boy. That's quite enough of that lot, and he'd then toss me a coin, and he'd have me sing the orange flute for the heroes of the Boyne.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
One day my ma's relations came round to visit me. Just dad, me father's kid, look, they're all sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight. And me being strictly neutral, I bashed everyone in sight.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
My parents never could agree about my time of school. My learning was undone at home, that's why I'm such a fool. They both passed on, God rest them, and left me caught between that awful colour problem of the orange and the green.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Yes, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show was produced by Mark Gundy Keltfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.